Okay, in theory, we are live.
Yay!
And thank you, Cindy, for immediately posting that video link. I have seen that video. Puffin Forest is awesome. Absurd is the most glorious character concept ever created.
It's not absurd. It's absurd.
Yeah, I've seen this. It is so good.
I can't do his voice. It's such a glorious character concept.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know it annoyed everyone in his party and his DM, I'm sure, but I would endorse it immensely.
That's nice.
I don't care if you have the stats to make that character work. You don't need the stats. We don't need no stinking stats. Mm-hmm. All right. Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics, a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I am Crash. I am joined by a whole bunch of fantastic people, including Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. And once again, in the past week, mistakes were made. I like camping. I don't necessarily like hiking over mountains. I am a very fat man, and that's a lot of pounds to carry over a mountain. But moving on.
I got you beat.
We're not going to turn this into a competition.
And I'm like, are we having a contest now about this?
No. No, we are not. No. Well, if you want to do a competition, then it's going to be one that involves rolling for initiative. And that may actually occur. Because in our last session, our band of kobold adventurers were exploring a swamp, which was not particularly the best environment for a donkey-driven cart. But fortunately, there is now a druid in the party who could turn into an earth elemental and carry the cart with the donkeys, which kind of makes the donkeys a little obsolete. But, you know, whatever. You wanted donkeys, you got donkeys. We few, we scaly few, we band of kobolds. Yes, Ellie. You are right.
That's nice.
Well, in the swamp, you encountered a bunch of kobold traps. You encountered the kobold who had set up the traps, and he led you to the kobold hideaway because you were fellow kobolds. So, of course, you were friendly.
Of course.
And things were going well. You were invited in for some grub, which happened to be actual grubs. And you found a very nice gem-encrusted bowl for Kendrick the druid. And you may have kind of sort of been deduced. I'm not going to say you're right. But the local town nearby worships a goddess named Cybele. And the kobolds worship a being known as Cybelitrix. So two and two were added up and you got a 4. And then you talked to some plants, found out that something big was coming your way, and decided to hide out in Murdy Kearney's Magnificent Mansion. And that's where we ended it.
Well, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you're all hanging out in the Magnificent Mansion. The donkeys have enough straw for 100 donkeys. They are quite happy. you did make a friend named Varn. He's a kobold inventor. And he also is hanging out in there with you for one reason or another.
It's distracted by bacon.
It's up to you as to whether or not you have agreed to pet the skunk that he brought in with him. Because he did bring a skunk.
Yeah.
It's weaponized.
I'm not proficient in animal handling, so no.
Yeah, nope. I'm not either. Nope.
All right. So what would you like to do?
All right. So it's the next day or it's hours later? Same day.
If you want to try to take a long rest, you can try to take a long rest.
Okay. Because I think I did that last time.
Well, we can assume that you've been hanging out here for 8 hours if you really want to press the long rest button.
Okay, cool.
I have all my spells back, so I think we did press the long rest button.
Okay.
I still can't hear you very well.
Hear a little.
I had no trouble volume-wise. It wasn't the cleanest sound, but it was loud.
But yeah, the volume was loud enough where I could hear it in the headset.
I can sort of hear, but I can't seem to hear well enough to comprehend.
If we're saying we're taking a long rest, would I have been able to do something beforehand?
You got 8 hours. What do you want to do?
I want to use that chalice and cast Hero's Feast.
Oh, that's why you wanted it.
Yeah. That's why I wanted it. So, essentially, we all eat dinner for an hour, and then we have a long rest. And for the next 24 hours, the creatures become immune to poison damage and immune to being frightened. And makes all wisdom saving throws with advantage, and you gain 2d10. 6 plus 7 is 13 temporary hit points.
Oh, nice.
But if you're immune to poison damage...
They're not temporary hit points. I mean, they're temporary as in they're not permanent, but they're not a pool of temporary hit points, which means they stack with normal temporary hit points.
Yes. Character's hit point maximum is increased, so you get a maximum increase to 11.
Okay, somebody add 13. That on my character sheet because I'm lost.
Okay, I'm not entirely.
So how to do it, you just click on your health, so click on your max, and then you'll see where it says max HP modifier. Put 13 in there, and it'll add that to your health.
Hold on. I'm not understanding.
So you see where it says current and max gem?
Oh, wait, yeah, I see it now.
Click on the number, and then you've got at the bottom, maximum HP modifier.
Yeah.
Put 13 in there.
HP, temporary
it's,
HP?
It's below damage.
Very bottom.
HP modifier, okay, and it was 13?
13, yes.
Okay, so we all learned something new.
This is all going to be very useful since... As Crash established, we're likely either fighting a green dragon or a terrorist with druid levels.
Yes, right. So we all become immune to poison and being friends.
But green dragons have a poison-based attack. That doesn't make it very fun for me.
Well, we don't know what it is yet either, so...
And we gain advantage to wisdom saves.
Nice.
The kobolds did tell us it was a dragon that worshipped Tiamat, so we have that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So everything can be added to the character sheet except the wisdom saves. You just have to remember.
Okay.
I think it was actually... You said it was a dragon.
I think you're right. I don't know if he was sure about that. Or if
and
we
then
just
we
guessed
take
it.
A long rest.
Okay, cool.
But don't click the long.
Don't click
button.
It or you'll lose the
your maximum hit points.
We just figured out. Okay, so we're all ready.
I love that spell, by the way. It's one of the best spells.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so is the plan to go out swinging, or are we going to just try to quietly leave? Because there's a spell I can cast if we're going to go out swinging, but probably isn't a good idea if we're going to try to sneak by.
So I do also have a... get out of jail free card for us if we really need it. I have a spell called Plane Shift.
Oh no.
If we are all standing together, I can immediately get us out of there.
How about I teleport us if we need to do that? Then we don't go to another plane.
I mean, I can take us right back.
Okay, so while you're all figuring this out, Gox is going to go open the door and look out and see if there's anything out there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. Oh,
you are perfect, my love.
Okay. So Crash is old enough to remember this. I have an ancient, when I say ancient, I mean 25 years old, Macintosh disc microphone.
Oh,
I dug
my
up
gosh.
And plugged in.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen one of those, but I'm old enough to remember them.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you're too young.
I think I may know what it is, and I think there's still one downstairs.
Wow, cool. I don't think I've ever used one.
So I have to hold it up to my mouth every time I talk, but I can talk.
Okay. Problem solved. All right, so Gox is looking out the door to see what's out there.
Okay. Well, give me a perception check.
All right, here we go. Let me move some stuff here. That hit something. I can, I have a bigger desk now with less stuff on it, and I still throw dice at things. Well, I've rolled a one. So, do I roll again with advantage or no?
No.
Okay.
You get advantage on wisdom saving throws. Not
okay.
All just, wisdom
yeah,
skills.
Yeah, all right.
That's so cool. You have successfully looked out the door, and you are mm-hmm. certain that you are in a swamp.
Yep. Swamp's still here.
Mm-hmm. Well, glad to know it didn't get up and walk away.
Can it do that?
Not usually.
Well, not all plants can, but there's definitely some that can.
Walking plants. Hmm.
And we did actually see the vines actively growing before, so you never know.
Hmm. Yeah. Didn't we fight walking plants like a long time ago?
Before my
you fought
time.
Fought one big one in the Shadowfell, yes.
Yeah.
I remember that. A shambling mound.
Yeah.
It didn't set on fire very well.
It was very wet, and it had a worst bird inside of it.
It did. Mm-hmm.
That's where we found those worst birds.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, you never encountered a better frog.
No.
Not yet!
Not yet. I'm going to have to stack those up to be mounts.
Out of curiosity, how long were we traveling in the swamp?
Less than a day.
Okay.
It was a significant number of hours. If it was the main campaign party, there would have been a lot of misery involved.
That's generally what happens to them. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would have imagined if it was the main party, Amara and Bryn would have had a conversation by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People would have had to take turns to hold Peter above water.
God. Someone teach this child fly. No, wait, maybe not.
That what is about a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Brim would have been fine because she's got an empty cloak that can just lift her up.
Oh, true, you're right. I keep forgetting the empty cloak can lift her up. Anyway, that's
party. It's the wrong campaign,
that.
Yeah.
Right here, right now, we are kobolds.
And we don't know what we're doing next.
Fat Boy Slim just moves away off in the distance. Never mind.
So, I'll take a look, maybe. And, Zeely will sort of peer around, take a look. She's not entirely sure what exactly she expects to find aside from swamp, but...
In my headcanon, Gox is still peeking out the door, and mm-hmm. from an outsider's perspective, they see Gox's head, and they just see Zeely's head peek up over top of Gox's head.
That's what I'm imagining, too.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. Wow, 19.
Okay. You see everything that Gox sees. Yes, you are, in fact, in a swamp. It did not get up and walk away. That would probably be more ominous than you care to encounter in this particular campaign setting. With a 19, I'm going to say there's a few kobolds out there that you can see, none of whom are moving.
Hmm.
Well, there's more kobolds out there not moving.
Yeah, some of them are hiding in the trees or behind shrubbery of various kinds. One of them is just saying me over and over again. No, sorry. Different joke. But there's also a few that appear to be practicing water breathing unsuccessfully.
Oh, no. By practicing water breathing unsuccessfully, do we mean drowned
face
or
down
drowning?
In the swamp monk.
Okay, drowned. Not drowning currently. We cannot save.
Well, you don't see from this distance exactly how they met their end, but they have clearly... They are ex-kobolds.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, dead people. Never a good sign, is it?
Varn hears you and he goes, what? Dead people? And he comes over and now a third head is poking through the doorway.
Silly points.
What? No! Arix! X! Et! Galax! Garu! Not Hagar! Hox! Well, Hox was kind of a jerk. I didn't really care for him. But Urtos! Urtos! He owed me 5 gold!
Don't
he is,
worry.
By the way, not trying to be quiet at all.
Oh, no.
His voice is echoing.
Well, we'll figure out what did this and we'll put an end to it.
Oh, dear. 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 Oh, dear.
Can I try to pull him back in the mansion?
You can certainly attempt this, yes.
Oh, boy.
Celia,
what should I roll?
Sorry. Words. Egg.
Give me a strength athletics check. It's not a very high modifier. He is a kobold. Of course, so are you.
Mm. I'm a kobold that uses strength as my dump stat, so.
Oh, mood.
All right. Oh. Well, a 5 beats a nat 1.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. You successfully pull him back. He pulls a bag out of one of his many pouches, and he starts breathing into it.
Okay, I'm going to try to encourage this. Anything to help him calm down?
The bag is not airtight, so it's not actually doing anything. It's just sort of flapping when he breathes into it.
But if he thinks it works, maybe it works.
Steely is going to activate her cloak of displacement. I mean, technically it doesn't need activating, but I kind of assume she doesn't just live her life 5 feet to the left.
That'd be hilarious if she did, though.
Oh my goodness.
She only does it when she feels like being really obnoxious. Let's put it that way. And that isn't today, so she activates its displaciness and starts walking out.
I'm going to go with.
Yeah, me too.
God damn it. I will follow.
Yep.
Does anyone stay inside?
Everyone is enabling Seely's overconfidence.
Well, Gox is going with in case something attacks.
Wait, does the Magnificent Mansion stay up if Daldane isn't inside?
Yeah.
It did before.
Oh, okay,
stays up
good.
For like 12 hours, I think.
Oh, you weren't there, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 24
Claire
hours.
Was not there, so, yeah. We set it up, and then we went into the Kobold Warren, and then we came back out and went in there. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like y'all are enabling Zeely's overconfidence.
That's fine.
I'm here for this content.
We're enabling Zeely's continued existence.
This is true as well.
Yeah.
Well, isn't this your average D&D party? You got one or two members who rush into everything blindfolded and their support team of buff spells and healing spells.
Well, considering Zeely has the second highest hit point pool. She's effectively your off tank.
There you go.
Yeah, especially when I have mirror image up, which I don't right this moment, but...
Oh my gosh, it's Burning Crusade. She's the mage tank.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I'm the mage.
Alright, so as you enter the swamp, you see 4 high elves that are all standing waiting for you to aggro them. And, for some reason, you think they have a shared hit point pool. I actually hate
Hey, I'm the one who casts mirror image around here.
I hated that fight.
I hated that fight even when it was no longer current content, up until the point where it could be soloed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with time walking, it is technically current content all the time now.
Yeah, I unsubbed before time walking. But, you know, whatever. But this is not World of Warcraft. This is Dungeons & Dragons. So as you step out into the swamp, you see, well, everything that Ziggy already saw.
Okay.
Dead people.
Yes.
Hiding kobolds, sort of in that direction. Ziggy makes this much smaller gesture that hopefully only the rest of the party is close enough to see very well.
Okay.
The kobolds that are hiding are not all in one direction. They are scattered about.
Okay, Celia makes a few gestures with a few different limbs. She may flap off the ground so that she can gesture with all of the limbs.
Okay.
I like that image.
None of the hiding kobolds are closer than 60 feet.
Okay, let me think. How to figure out what did this? We should investigate the dead bodies. Yes?
More than likely.
All right.
Okay. If you want to investigate a dead body, then I would say give me... Like, what do you want to know from investigating the dead body?
Cause of death.
Okay, so you're not going to search through their pockets for loose change, figure out if they're going to say to blathe.
Sorry.
I want to know if we can figure out what killed them.
Okay. In that case, I'm not going to do an investigation check. I'm going to say give me a medicine check.
Gox knows nothing about medicine.
I assuming one of you have a positive wisdom modifier.
I rolled a 12 plus 4, so what does that do? 16?
You know they died from missing important things.
3.
All right, I'll try anyway and see what happens.
But I can't figure out what killed them.
I got a dirty 20.
Well, a dirty 20 is definitely going to do it. So the dead ones are, for the most part, dead because there's vital organs that, if you don't have them, life cannot find a way.
Oh,
unlike
oh dear.
Maybe,
oh dear.
But otherwise, you know, that's a problem. Like, your face. You kind of need your face. Things like that.
So, yep, definitely did a bad job of keeping the good juices in.
Yes, exactly. A matter of fact, juice plays a role here because, Marwise, as you're investigating, you hear a slight sort of fizzy sound. And as you investigate, you're pretty sure that the reason why they're missing important things is because they were dissolved in some type of acid.
How deep am I in the swamp water?
You're about knee deep.
Okay, I'm probably going to back up a little bit at that, kind of scared and hurriedly, because if it's strong enough to dissolve faces, I'm not sure how much dilution you need.
And limbs.
I'm like, whoa.
And torsos. Now, that one kobold over there wasn't dissolved by acid. They're more like they're in the middle of a giant footprint, so...
squished. You know,
yeah, there was a smish. But most of them that are dead, that are lying around, are missing things that appear to be have been dissolved away. And, Gox, you have the highest passive perception.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I got to roll for this now?
So, okay. No, I'm rolling versus your passive perception.
Okay, so passive perception is 15. Is that
yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. You don't notice.
Hmm. Okay.
You know what? No, I'm going to roll a disadvantage for this because with what's taking place, it would only be fair to have it be a roll disadvantage.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, nope for them, not nope for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. So you hear the sound that is very familiar to kobolds. Kobolds don't like this sound, usually. It's the sound of a cave-in. Now, you are above ground, so...
Right.
That moment of panic of, oh my gosh, we got to get out of here, it's just for a split second, and then you realize, you know, we're above ground. Like, rocks are not going to fall and kill the party unless we have a very vengeful DM. And if he hasn't killed us yet, we're probably okay. What's a DM? however, the kobolds, for the most part, their main area of congregation was that mound that you cast Mordenkainen's Magnificent Mansion against.
Uh-oh. We have a kobold in there.
Well, in the mansion, yes.
In the mansion,
not in the earthwork area.
Oh,
but the
no.
earthwork area is what's collapsing and falling away. And as you turn in slow motion, you see a very large black dragon rising up from under this mound. Various kobolds off in the distance are going, my cabbage collection!
Hello!
I think we found the problem. Yep.
I have a bone to pick with you!
And I have some teeth to pick with your bones!
Well, and let's do this then.
Yes, let's roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
Why is she so confident?
Because she sets things on fire.
Because yeah. Black dragons are not resistant to fire damage. Is going to be my
guess. That too!
All right. What did I roll? I've rolled a 10. And initiative is plus 2.
16.
I got an 8.
15. We have lost Ellie by the sounds of it, because she's got all roboty.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but
and then
all those
a malfunctioning
noises had a good
Modron appears.
It's like listening to an old modem.
It kind of sounds like a MIDI track from my
background. It did, yeah.
Yeah, that's Jenny what I was
singing.
It was the Space Adventures of General Meeby.
Oh. Jenny appears and starts singing. No.
I don't believe I've ever fought or used a black dragon in any of my games. This is terrible.
Oh, wow.
Not now.
Hey, there we go.
Sounds good.
And she's back, right? Yes.
I hope so.
Think so.
I think so, too. I hope so,
yes.
too.
Good, good, good.
Very quiet, but back.
That'll do.
Okay. So, in the excitement... Zeevee got 16.
Mm-hmm. Gox
got
12.
That was the only kobold I didn't have initiative order for. I need to roll for them. I am rolling versus cat.
Oh, no.
So, disadvantage then.
Fun fact. Absorb elements may not work against poison damage, but it works just fine against acid.
Hmm.
Worth noting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I am using D&D Beyond's Encounter Builder, which is an alpha. Right now, the main benefit I've got from it is it's telling me this is a deadly encounter.
And wait, that's available for testing?
Apparently so. They turned it on a week or two ago.
Oh, darn, there it is.
Yeah. And rather than having all the things you could possibly encounter in multiple tabs open in my browser... I could have one tab that has all the possible mobs.
Nice.
It that does not let me keep track of hit points or initiative or anything, which should be...
Yeah, but it's alpha.
Yeah, it's alpha. And I do appreciate that it has all of the algorithms built in for figuring out the difficulty of the encounter, which I always go over because it always plans for a party that has no magical items. And we all know that's just not true.
Yeah.
Also, it plans for a party that's going to make a lot of bad decisions, and that's not going to happen here.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, we make the kind of bad decisions that the encounter rules are not always applicable to.
Well, you may have changed who the big bad is at the end of the campaign already, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Tarrasque. Or a gazebo. It depends on who wins.
The Trask versus gazebo.
a mad wizard, because in first edition, every creature that you encountered was the product of a mad wizard's experimentation. A mad wizard has created an amalgamation of a Trask and a gazebo.
I mean, if I had to get my spells the way a first edition and spellcaster did, I'd be pretty mad too.
I am not familiar enough with first edition to know what that means.
Just take everything from D&D and make it more painful. First edition was fun at the time because we didn't know any better.
Didn't know any better. Yeah, yes. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
But we're playing fifth edition and Zeely rolled highest initiative. So Zeely, mm-hmm. what would you like to do?
Zeely is going to keep going confidently forwards. Not like right up to the thing, but she is
definitely... dimension door into its mouth.
No.
Oh, no.
Not again. Absolutely not. I have learned my lesson about that. No, she is going to go forwards a bit. She is going to run towards danger, and she is going to... I don't have advantage on this yet. She's going to cast Quickened Animate Object.
I am intrigued and terrified.
And she's going to animate, I guess we're in a swamp, so she's going to bring up a bunch of, like, swampy rocks and sticks and stuff. Specifically, she is going to bring up, 10 tiny objects of some various kind, if she can.
Okay, well, that was the main lair for the kobold, so suddenly a bunch of sticks that were carved into silverware all animate. You have a small army of sporks.
Excellent!
Oh, that's great. That's great.
They're very useful utensils. You make one, mm-hmm. and it's your entire meal utensil. It's good for soup. It's good for steak. It's good for carving someone's heart out in vengeance.
I can't tell when they take their turn. It doesn't seem to say.
If it doesn't say specifically, we're going to say that they take their turn on your turn.
Okay. let me find where I put my sorcery points so I can spend them. Though I guess I can't take a bonus action to command them if I've taken a bonus action to summon them. Oh, well, they defend against hostile creatures, and there's definitely a hostile creature right there, so probably not too big a deal. And then, because of that particular house rule that is my very best friend, and now having a whole bunch of allies next to the dragon... I am going to burn a second 5th level spell slot and cast Chromatic Orb fire damage at 5th level. I do not plus roll, I slash roll. Plus, where's my Chromatic Orb again? 9. And yay for advantage. Is a 21 going to hit?
Let me check its armor class. Yes! It takes a Chromatic Orb to the face.
Excellent.
A shame it's not a crit.
Yes, well, I have more Chromatic Orbs. I have a lot of Chromatic Orbs.
Nice.
Orb to the dragon face is now part of Zeely's MO.
Yes, it is.
This is a repeat occasion, yes.
Last time
there wasn't a face left.
And I treat one... Sorry. I'm trying to remember all my fire damage stuff. I get to actually use it less often than one might expect. So let's see. Chromatic Orb as a 5th level spell does 78 because fire damage plus 4. And I treat that one as a 2, so 34 points of fire damage.
Noted.
Wow.
Nice.
The dragon is not amused.
That's okay. I am.
It is going to do a wing attack as a legendary action.
Oh, no.
It beats its wings. No. Each creature within 10 feet of the dragon, that includes your small sporky friends and yourself, is going to need to make a DC 19 dexterity saving throw.
Just a moment, let me figure out how to make 10 dexterity saving throws at once so I don't have to roll it 10 times.
Oh my.
Just type slash R space 10 d20.
Okay, and they have a dex of 18, and I'm not sure they're proficient in any saving throws. Let me check. I don't think they're proficient in anything.
How many hit points do they have?
20 each. They may not last this if they fail a lot. Okay, so they each have a plus 4 modifier. One of them made a nat 1. What did you say the DC was?
19.
I think
only two of them succeed. That's a lot of fives in there.
Are we also within 10 feet of the dragon?
I'm going to say no. 10 feet is a very short distance, and Zeely was the only one who ran forward.
Zeely was going forward, and we haven't moved yet.
Now, I make my saving throw.
Oh.
Okay.
I also got a 5, so...
All right. Everyone who failed their save is going to take 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
Was I supposed to roll for that?
No.
Okay.
And is also knocked prone.
Ugh, I'm all swampy now. How do you knock a spork prone?
You drop it in the soup.
Oh, yeah, that is what happened, isn't it?
Yeah. It then flies... How far does it fly? It lifts 20 feet up into the air on its wings as it does this. All right, next up is Kendrick.
Q. Kendrick is going to... Kendrick is going to cast Call Lightning at 5th level.
Wow.
So basically, The dragon flew up into the air, and what you heard in the back of your head was, pull!
Kind of. It must succeed a DC 17 dex save. Oh, it's a dragon. Where's my dice for the legendary resistance?
Yeah, it makes the save.
Wait, so did it make the save, or did it use a resistance?
Yes.
Huh. You're the only DM that never tells us that.
I've told you that before. I'm just not telling you tonight.
Fair enough.
Right, okay. 35 lightning damage, halved.
Still not too shabby. All right, is that your turn?
No, I was going to do other things, but I'm going to just wild shape then.
Okay.
I'll go into Fire Limb.
Oh, I need to make a concentration save. Wait, is that a constitution check or a constitution save?
I want to say it's a check, but I forget. Give me a second.
I mean, I'm proficient in constitution saves, and I can't think of another reason why I would be, but I'm not sure. Yep, it's a constitution save. I'm concentrating.
All right, awesome. And Kendrick is on fire.
Wait, what?
He turned into a fire elemental.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, it's up to you if Zili wants to assume that something she did, but it's not Zili's fault. It is Kendrick's fault. And it's all going according to his plan.
Oh, hey, more fire.
Yeah. He is one half of the Wonder Twins.
Wouldn't that be Gox and Sox?
Yes, but Gox and
Sox.
The
Wonder Twins were,
actual superheroes that transformed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. Okay, I feel like Daldane should be involved in this then.
Shape of a gorilla. Form of a bucket of water. Wait.
It was always water. The other one always had water. I don't know why they did that, but that's what they did.
One of them was always incredibly useful. The other one could be defeated by a mop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, the idea was one of them had to transfer to something water-based, and yeah, the thing about water-based powers is that you're either Aquaman, and that's your home territory, and it's useful, or you become the joke of the team.
Yeah.
Or both. But never mind about that. So, next up, let's take a look at this. There's my encounter builder. Next up, nothing happens. What happens after that is some small shadows appear above your head. And four winged kobolds fly in formation. Well, formation for kobolds. It means they're flying and don't run into each other. And they are going
to drop
some...
Well, I'll be doing that soon when I get out of the... Ugh.
So... They're going to drop some rocks.
On?
Well, it's a bit iffy. Okay, Zili, you are going to take... Because I'm assuming your AC is below 21 at this point?
Yeah, and I can only boost it up to 19, so yeah.
Okay. You're going to take 5 points of bludgeoning damage. A rock falls. You do not die.
No, I'm not even bloodied.
No.
Just kind of swampy and embarrassed.
Well, these were dropped by kobolds. There's only so much they can lift. The next rock that falls, that's going to go for Cindy. Well, not Cindy. There is no Cindy, only Marwise. And that is a 17. Does that hit you?
Nope.
Okay. You are covered in a bit of swamp muck as the rock falls next to you and splashes you. Next up is going to also be Marwise, but that's a nat 1, so it doesn't even splash you. And the last one is going to go for Gox. That is a dirty 20. Does that hit you?
Okay. Armor class 17.
You're going to take 5 points of damage of a rock hitting you on the head.
Okay. Did it squash my hat? Because if it did, I'll be really mad.
Your hat is a bit misshapen, but you're confident that you'd be able to push it back into shape after the battle.
Okay. Then I'm not that mad.
It is more firmly planted on your head than it was before.
Okay, so I won't lose it with all the people flapping. No problem.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so those kobolds go out of sight, and it's Gox's turn. Okay, you have one opponent that you can see. It's hovering 20 feet in the air.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is say, I think those kobolds think we're fighting their god. So
that well, that's what we do, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Okay, so it's how... Okay, tell me again how high up the dragon is.
20.
20, okay. So how far away am I from the dragon?
As the kobold flies, about 30 feet.
Okay, so I still have three javelins, so I'm going to throw one at the dragon in the hopes that I hit, like, its neck. Like, I don't know, where it attaches to its body, I suppose.
Okay.
All right. Now I got to roll to see if I can do that. I've rolled a 3.
All right. The javelin goes off into the swamp.
Oh, well. It's worth a try. I could throw a second one.
You do have two attacks, yes.
Okay, throwing a second javelin, and I've got a 5, slightly better.
Come over to Zeely. I have an idea. Come over here. I have an idea.
Okay, I haven't used my movement yet, so I'm going over to Zeely.
All right. And at this point, I don't think there's anything else you can do. I mean, you could rage with a bonus action.
Oh, let's do that. I did get hit with a rock. You know?
So you get angry after you threw two javelins and missed both times.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm angry.
Yeah.
I've lost two melee weapons. I am now raging, and I'm standing next to Zeely.
Okay. Next up is Daldane.
So the four kobolds that dropped rocks on us are just gone?
They used their entire movement. They dropped rocks as they were flying overhead. There's enough trees that they are out of line of sight, yes.
Ah, okay.
It was a flyby.
I am going to give Bardic Inspiration to Zeely.
Okay.
And I am going to hold my action until I see more kobolds come over the tree line.
All right.
Wait, how tall are the...
The trees in here vary, but most of them are 40 feet or taller.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'm holding...
The dragon flying up is still not above the tree line.
I'm holding until I see more kobolds.
Okay. Marwise.
Would it be possible for me to make a guess at where the kobolds would come from next based off of where they went?
You could, but it's really going to depend on what the kobolds choose to do. They might turn around and come straight back the way they came, or they might loop around and come in from another direction entirely. It depends on how bright they are. And you have seen a wide range. There's a bell curve of intelligences in kobold communities, and you're not quite sure how they're going to do it. But yes, if you want to pick a quadrant and think they're going to come from there.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I'm trying to figure out. I have this spell that I haven't used yet called Blade Barrier, which lets me make a wall, and I have a few options. I can just make a straight wall that's 100 feet long and 20 feet high, or it does actually specify I can make a ringed wall 60 feet in diameter, 20 feet high, and 5 feet thick. So I'm seeing everyone else within a...
Does it say the wall has to be on the ground?
Solid. Wait, what are you casting again? Sorry, my brain went... No, it went
Blade Barrier.
It does not specify it has to be on the ground.
Might I propose a ceiling?
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll try to create a barrier above the dragon to prevent the kobolds from getting through.
Now, maybe I as a DM should not be giving this advice, but might I also propose... It doesn't necessarily have to be above the dragon. It might necessarily be the dragon is hovering 20 feet off the ground. So maybe have it be 20 feet off the ground.
All right. Yeah, I missed part of the spell description. I saw the part where it says enters the area for the first time and didn't see the part where it said starts their turn as well. So, yeah, definitely going to be placing that, you know. My main concern, if you're trying to figure out exactly where this placed, is to prevent the kobolds from swooping in again. But I'm definitely going to also try to place it somewhere where that dragon's going to get hit with razor wire as soon as its turn starts.
I'm okay with this plan. All right. Is there anything else you do?
All right. I still can spiritual weapon, so going to manifest that and take a swing.
Okie doke.
Casting it as a 4th level spell, and I swing for a 16.
A 16 is not going to do it.
Worth a shot. That ends my turn.
Alrighty. Next up is the dragon's turn. It is dismayed to find out that there's a lot of blades in its face and wings. and torso.
So it has to make a dex save of 17 then.
All right, it makes a save.
All right, so let's see. It's 6d10, half on a successful. So half of 36. Unless it also has some resistance or something to slashing.
I do not believe it has resistance to slashing. Looking over its resistances. Nope, slashing is not on there. So you are able to stab it with your steely knives, but you have not killed the beast. All right. So that's the start of its turn. So we've untapped, we've played our upkeep, and now it's going to draw. And you're all going to make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no.
Is that frightful presence?
That's frightful presence.
Don't we're have something frightened. About frightened?
Yes, we have.
Frightened because of the hero's face.
Yeah.
So you can't be frightened?
No, we cannot be frightened.
All right, so you are successfully not frightened, so never mind about that.
Okay.
But that's not actually an action. That's just an aura that I forgot about earlier.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter, because you're immune to it anyway. So I forgot the thing that wouldn't do anything.
All right.
Darn. All right, and it can make three attacks. And its first attack is, of course, going to be the opener that every dragon will go for. It's going to be its breath weapon.
Oh, no.
Now, the good news is it exhales acid in a 60-foot line, so it's not going to be able to hit all of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Gox ran over to Zeely, so they're next to each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're a twofer.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure enough.
It is going to angle its blow so that it's also going to get Daldane in the shot. I rolled a die to pick randomly.
Oh, no.
So, those are the three who need to make a dexterity saving throw. Target number's 18.
Okay.
I'm prone. I'm pretty sure that doesn't help.
Jen, you get advantage on these.
Okay, I've rolled a 19, and dexterity is plus 2.
Okay, so
I probably have disadvantage. Do I have disadvantage?
I think you have disadvantage on dex saves when prone, yes.
Oh.
Three.
You do not have disadvantage. I'm just reading the prone thing.
Oh, there's wonderful. No disadvantage.
Prone. Oh, where well,
okay. In that case, 11. I still fail.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend inspiration.
That means I can give inspiration again.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the same thing.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it's not the end of the world. Would you like me to roll damage or give you the average damage?
Whichever you prefer.
Average.
Average is faster to do. It's 54 points of damage. So, Gox, you're going to take half of that from the save. So you're going to take 27.
Okay, does Raging play into that at all?
Unfortunately, Raging does not give you half damage on acid-based attacks.
Okay, so 27, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also going to take 27 because I cast Absorb Elements.
The thought of Zeely absorbing acid disturbs me in some way.
Wow.
More so than the fire spells and the maniacal laughter. I don't know why. That just hits the wrong buttons. Oh, well.
Just be glad I don't make melee attacks, or I guess I could only do it to, like, the flying kobolds if they were around, because this thing's immune, but it's the principle of the thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's also going to drop down, and considering that, again, Gox and Zeely are right next to each other, it's going to try dropping down on the two of you. I'm saying dropping down for flavor. Technically, it's doing two claw attacks.
Well, it has disadvantage against me, at least.
Why?
Because she's prone.
Displaced.
Oh, displaced.
All right. It cancels out.
Yeah. Advantage for melee attacks, but yes.
Yep. Okay. It cancels out.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to roll two die for two attacks. Okay. That is a 21 versus Gox.
Oh, okay. Well, his armor class is 17, so.
Yep. And that is a 15 for Z. Okay.
Usually I cast shield, but I already used my reaction.
All right. What number was I supposed to do?
Well, I was rolling to hit.
Oh,
that wasn't
okay.
Damage yet.
I understand.
Oh, wait. I'm wrong. So I was adding the wrong number. It's a 19 versus Gox.
Okay, he's still at armor class 17.
Yeah. And for Zeely, it was a 13.
Oh, that won't hit.
Okay. You will take... Gox will take 13 halved because Gox is raging.
Okay, so
that's... you're going to take 6 points of damage because we ran down.
Okay.
But the dragon is now back on the ground.
All right.
And that is the end of that round. We've been playing for just over an hour. You want to take 5 or want to keep going?
I'm happy to take 5, but since we've got cover from the kobolds, then I would like to take my action.
Go right ahead.
But we can do that after we take 5. Actually, no. It's better if I do it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Because this is a spell I think nobody's seen me cast before.
Oh.
The animated object is turned into a T-Rex. The mightiest of quirks.
I cast Dance Macabre.
Oh my god.
Oh no. My.
Oh no.
I did say there were a significant number of kobold bodies.
You did.
Oh, so now I have, wow.
Yeah.
Now I have 5 skeletons under my command.
Okay.
Yet another reason we're glad that the other campaign isn't here.
Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah, Bryn would have words.
They wouldn't be nice words. They might be unprintable words.
You would unlock the fury of a Time Lord.
They might be the kind of words that get people disadvantage.
They might be cutting words.
There you go.
No, she doesn't have that spell.
Yet. Take
she would
bar.
Get angry enough, it would just manifest.
All right, I'm going to press some buttons and we'll be right back. Okay, most of us are back.
Woohoo!
Chris had to step out for family reasons, hoping all is well. And we ended the last... Well, right before the break, we ended one round of combat. So hopefully we're going to get more than one round in this time. Although we have more combatants... we have more combatants now than when the combat started. Thanks to certain animated objects and animated... dead kobolds, which are technically also objects.
The animated objects may not be doing well. A lot of them only have 4 hit points left, but they're hanging in there.
Yes. And fortunately, they do not require air to breathe, which is good because they're sporks in about a foot of water.
Is it my turn?
It actually will be your turn, yes.
Okay. Question. Usually I'd need a bonus action to mentally command them, but they still will defend themselves from hostile creatures otherwise. I'm guessing getting knocked prone by the wing beating counts as, that is a hostile creature we should defend ourselves from?
I'll allow it.
Okay, in that case I'm going to roll their attacks. Let me figure out how the thing where you repeat the roll several times works.
Oh, yeah. Because, I would never figure that out.
Ellie's the one that knows all of this.
Mm.
Every now and then, she types in all kinds of magic code that magically lets Psychic do whatever you want it to do. And I'm like, wow, that's really incredible. I will never remember what that was.
I miss the numbers.
We have 10 inanimate objects attacking. Well, animated inanimate objects.
We have 25, 14, 25... 15, 26, 14.
Armor
wait,
class.
Why did I say six? I need to roll 4 more of those.
Armor class is 19, so just count the ones that are over 19. Well, 19 are over. 19 hits, too.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 hits.
That's not bad.
30 damage.
Death by a dozen sporks.
And
that's a quotable right there.
You hear a tiny little voice go, "Let's go, men! No one lives forever!"
That They're doing so well. I'm so proud of them.
Or alternatively, you see currents in the water as the ends of the spork stick up like little shark fins and just sort of go serpentine towards the dragon. And then they go under right before they get to the feet. And they go stabby, stabby, stab on the toes.
Oh, wow.
So let me get this straight. You just did 30 points of damage to a dragon with sporks.
Yes, I did! And that's an out-of-context D&D quote.
Yeah. It most certainly is. And I keep smacking my head into my microphone. I need to stop doing that.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
It is not recommended by the manufacturer.
Mm-mm.
All right, so that's their turn. Zeely, what would you like to do in the interim?
Zeely casts Chromatic Orb. And Zeely casts Chromatic Orb with a 6th level spell slot. I'm going to roll again to see if I crit. I do not crit.
But you definitely hit.
I definitely hit. And I am going to do 46 points of fire damage because I treat ones on fire damage twos.
Youch. I'm sorry, let me get in character. Youch!
Big dragon voice.
And...
Bad kobold.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm very good. Quicken Firebolt!
She's going to take down the dragon pretty much on her own here.
From now on, all dragons you fight will be red dragons, just to take Zeely into account.
Okay. 1d20 plus... let me subtract those sorcery points. Okay, that's gonna hit. So I'm going to roll the 3d10 plus 4 points of damage. And that's going to be another 18 fire damage.
All right.
Wow.
This dragon is bloodied.
Wow.
And then some. It wasn't bloodied before Zeely's turn. It's bloodied now. Yep. It is going to do a tail swipe at Zeely, because why wouldn't it at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did just do...
You did all the damage.
You did all you the did damage. All of it.
That's going to be 24 to hit.
That's going to hit. I did 92 points of damage this turn.
Oh my gosh.
You keep leveling and you won't need divine inspiration to incinerate an undead Tyrannosaurus Rex with a cantrip.
Wow.
Okay, how many damage am I taking?
You're taking 15 bludgeoning damage from a tail.
Okay.
And that is Yili's turn. It's Kendrick's turn. Chris is currently not here, but Kendrick's last action was to turn into a fire elemental. Oh, fun fact, looking at the stats for fire elementals, condition immunities, they are immune to being grappled.
Oh.
I am glad they put that there, but at the same time, I'm thinking, what would that look like? I roll to hug the fire elemental.
Oh, no.
Right, it is going to multi-attack. It gets two attacks, which are both called touch. Oh, fun fact. For every 5 feet the elemental moves in water, for every gallon of water splashed on it, it takes 1 cold damage. That's interesting. And it does not have a flying speed. And you're in a swamp.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's a thing. But good news, it has 102 hit points, and that's all, at this point, temporary hit points added on top. So I have a feeling that this encounter is going to end before we reach zero. Let's roll to hit. That is a nat 1. That's going to do nothing.
Oh, no.
And that is a 16, which is much better, but also going to do nothing. However, he's still a kobold at heart. So I'm going to roll again. That is a 3, and that's a nat 20.
Oh, wait.
Kobold got a...
This is our fiery kobold.
Yeah. Fiery kobold got a net 20.
So normally touch attack would be 2d6 plus 3. This is 46. Not 46. 4d6.
Yeah, wasn't sure about that. I'm like, it's how many?
I once had a bunch of students get visibly angry at me because I said that their final exam would be 15% of the grade, and they insisted I said 50.
Oh, wow.
Like, no, I'm not even I am that mean. I mean, I'm close. I'm
that mean. Wow.
All right. And Dragon is going to react. I don't need to switch to other tabs, but I keep switching to other tabs. It is going to use a wing attack again. And for this, that's going to be Zili, Gox, and Kendrick. All need to make a DC 19 dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, also the sporks.
Oh, the sporks. Okay.
The sporks are probably not going to live to see the end of this round, but...
All right, I rolled an 18.
Let's see, DC 19.
Gox, remember you have advantage on dexterity save.
Oh, except one. One doesn't
fail. Oh, I have plus two dexterity? Is that right?
Yeah, plus two to dexterity saves, but you also have advantage.
I also have advantage. Okay, so you're telling me I should roll again?
You should. Well, what did you roll first time?
18 plus two, 20.
Yeah, so you're already over.
Yeah.
And I'm clicking through things, looking at stats. Fire Elemental has plus three to its saves. That's not going to be enough. It's immune to getting knocked prone, which is good. But I'm still going to take the damage. So everyone who fails the save is going to take 13 points of bludgeoning damage and be knocked prone. If you make the save, you take 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
What save were we rolling again?
You're not affected.
Yeah, you're too far away.
Okay.
This is so only dealing with people 6 points. Within 10 feet.
Sure, all my animated objects are now dead.
It's quite possible. Well, now, Gox, you're only going to... Sorry?
Sorry, I'm looking for the... One of them made the save.
One of the sporks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's 19 there,
I think.
One of
them did make the save, but I think it's taken enough damage already. Wait,
So
no,
it's not
no,
the
one's
spork
up.
That could?
One's up. One's up. One of the sporks is up.
It's the spork who lived.
Okay, so you were saying I took 7 points of damage, but not?
No, Gox is only going to take three because you take half damage for making the save.
When you're raging.
But it's bludgeoning. Okay.
Oh.
So you take half of that.
So
if Gox had long hair and an electric guitar, this would be the ideal situation.
Okay.
13 when you didn't make the save.
Okay, I am finally bloodied.
And you have two sporks left.
One.
Well, you have two who made the save the first time.
Oh, right! Then, you're right, I do have two.
So one of them's only got one hit point left, but it's still there.
You're better at math than I am. I love you.
I live to serve.
And the dragon lives slightly below 20 feet up, because... you know, there just happens to be a blade barrier at 20 feet up, so not quite there yet. So that was Kendrick's turn. It is now time of the kobolds. I'm going to say that you do not hear the sound of things hitting a wood chipper, because the kobolds make their wisdom check and say, I'm not flying into that. We might get killed later for not flying into that, but that'll be later. Flying into that would kill us now. And you hear a voice say, this is for my friends! Not the ones that were mean to me, but the other ones. Well, actually, most of them are mean to me, but in any case, it's the principle of the thing! And Varn, through the doorway to Mordenkainen's magnificent mansion, is going to do a thing. As soon as I find an 8-sided die to find out what he does.
Oh no, what is he going to do?
I rolled a 4, so that is a green slime pot. A kobold throws a clay pot full of green slime at the target. It breaks open on impact. A ranged weapon attack, plus 4 to hit. Would you consider Varn to be an ally?
Yeah.
Actually, no, it doesn't matter. It's 20 feet up.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's a 17 on the die, plus 5. That's going to hit. Actually, plus 4, but still, that's a hit. Range 5 to 20 feet. It's within 20 feet. There we go. Target is covered in a patch of green slime. And if it misses, there's rules for that, but he didn't miss.
Right. What did he... Did he hit the dragon, or did he hit the kobolds that were flying?
Hit the dragon.
He hit the dragon. Good.
Yes. The acidic slime devours flesh, organic material, and metal on contact.
Wow.
Bright green, wet, sticky. It clings to walls, floors, ceilings, and patches. A patch of green slime covers a 5-foot square. Blah, 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 blah.
What kind of damage does it do? I have a bad feeling about this.
It does acid damage. So the green slime is on this dragon, and it's doing its best, which is nothing. Oh. It's doing nothing. But did you see that throw? That was a good throw.
It was a good throw.
It was a good throw. All right.
He's got the heart.
So,
he's got the aim. Mm-hmm.
The entire time that the dragon was within range of you was not your turn.
Right.
And it has flown up again and it's no longer in your range.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. They have a strength of 4 and you're on ground anyway. That wouldn't work. Okay. I mean, it's not their turn.
Were you going to have the inanimate objects throw Gox?
Yes. Maybe.
I think it might work better if Gox threw the inanimate objects.
Yeah, I could probably do that. You know?
I mean, they're currently animate.
Yeah.
They're animated
throw
inanimate
the sports.
Objects, yes. Gox is not proficient in spork, but I would allow you to throw them.
Okay, most of the noise outside is gone. It was really loud.
So, here's the thing, though.
Uh-huh.
What's your reach?
I don't know. Yeah, with the battle axe?
5 foot.
Yeah. Battle axe has a 5 foot range.
The blade barrier is at 20 feet, right?
Yeah.
And a huge creature occupies a 15 by 15 cube.
So oh my gosh!
Does that mean I can reach it?
I think that means you can reach it.
Okay. Oh, yes! Look at this. Okay. All right, well, if I can reach the dragon with, like, from the ground, I can reach the dragon?
You can go for the toes, which are already a little sore because they've been stabbed by multiple sporks. The dragon feels like it stepped on the worst Legos.
Okay, so if I can reach the dragon's feet, is there any chance I can climb the dragon?
That would require an incredibly high and contested roll.
Yeah, I probably can't. Yeah, I don't think I can do that. Hmm. All right, I'm going to go after one of its feet with my battle axe. Let's see if I can maim the dragon. all right, so the first roll is a 19, and it's got a +9 hit / DC. Trying to learn how to do this.
That's going to be a hit. I'm
okay,
not going to
so
have
then,
you rolling at advantage, specifically because
all
of your strikes at this point, you're doing small jumps.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's a 1d10 +4. So we have that.
And don't forget your radiant damage.
I will get there. Okay, so the 1d10 has a 6 +4. So somebody keep track of these numbers, please, because I can't.
So far you've done 10.
Okay, radiant is a d6. That hits something. And it is a 5. Radiant damage is 5.
All right.
So that's my first attack. And then I'm going to attempt to do it again. And I got a 10, and it is a +9. Is that going to work?
19 is the target number.
Oh, okay, then I got it. Okay, and so that's another 1d10. The dice says 2, and it's +4. And I don't get the radiant damage the second time, and that is the end of my turn. Because I'm already raging.
All right.
I got to do something!
Yay! Daldane, what would you and your army of undead would like to do? Might I suggest a dance number?
I can't without getting rid of the army. But the mechanics say they've got a ranged weapon attack. So
I shudder to think what they throw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're throwing their heads at the dragon.
The write-up assumes they have a short bow.
Ah, that's better.
Is the short bow made of bones?
Well, it wasn't before. It's whatever they were armed with in life.
So can I have them make ranged attacks?
I'll allow it.
Okay. So that's 3 hits for 24 damage.
This dragon doesn't want to play with you anymore.
This dragon should be running from us.
It's trying to, but someone put a blade barrier in the way.
That's true. True.
And I'm going to cast a 4th level Dissonant Whispers.
Yes! Ooh. Yes, yes, yes.
It has to make a wisdom saving throw at 15.
It makes it.
Okay, so it takes 12 points of damage.
What do you say?
Your mother was an iguana?
Because I want to know, I, Crash, not the DM, DM too, but still, I, the person, Crash, want to know what Daldane whispers into this dragon's ear to make it fall dead out of the sky.
Nice.
I've seen death. Tell Tim I said hello.
Oh.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Splash.
I love you.
So there is this tidal wave of swamp monk that just flows towards you, and you are all soaked head to toe.
Oh, I don't think prestidigitation's going to be enough this time.
It's one of those things where you get it out, and you know it's all out, but you can still smell it, even though you know you shouldn't.
Gox is keeping these last two sporks.
Aw. Gox is going to shake like a dog to try to get all this ick off of him.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, you're going to get on me! Oh!
Well, you could do that, too, and then it'll be off of you. Here, let me back up. I take 2 steps back.
Prestidigitation, 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 prestidigitation. Oh, this is never going to work.
Well, we can never come back to this town again.
Is it still a town, though? I mean...
Well, there's still some, like, structures in the trees and stuff. They can rebuild. The foundation was salvaged.
Is Varn
coming with
us? Actually,
the dragon landed on the foundation. Yeah.
Celie's going to go over and start taking a tooth from this thing.
Okay. As Zeely is tugging on the tooth, Gox, you notice there's a breeze coming towards you.
Uh-oh. Why is it windy?
The breeze has a lot of dust, which is it's odd that you would see
dust
in a swamp. As it gets closer, it looks coarser, larger, like maybe it's sand or something. It's a thick particulate, and it swirls up and stops in front of the dragon, kind of right next to Zeely, and coalesces into the form of someone you've seen before.
Uh-oh, who?
Remember the guy who opened the way for you in town?
Oh.
He never actually got his name. He has a name,
no,
but you
never
asked
said.
It. He appears, and he's standing in the swamp muck next to Zeely.
Oh.
He looks down at the dragon. And he isn't really even turning to acknowledge you. He just looks at the dragon for a solid moment and then says, "What an idiot." And that's where we're going to end it tonight.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That was an exciting thing.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you, everyone, for joining me. Chris had to head out early, but we've ended this session with Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. Is there anything that anyone would like to plug?
My mom writes books. You can find them at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
I have a social media website at elekk.xyz. Tell them Cogwheel Gaming sent you. And also, Chris has a website.
Yes.
Chris has a website at azerothctc.com.
They do a bi-weekly podcast on World of Warcraft. They say fortnightly, but there's no actual Fortnite.
There's no Fortnite, no.
I'm fairly sure that their podcast is floss-free.
Oh. And my website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It's got two podcasts. One's about Diablo 3 and the lore involved. The other one is me reading whatever random piece of writing I've chosen that I've written at some point in the past, generally. There's a lot of gaming stuff on there, a lot of other stuff. And I add to it whenever I can. That's bookofjen.net.
And my plug is really for all of us, because it does cost a bit of money to keep the lights on here at Cogwheel Gaming. So we do have a Patreon for that. And there's a bunch of cool people who have already pledged money for it. We did break even due to the efforts of a bunch of awesome people, including Alice and Eric and Ellie and Chris and Cindy. Even though I told them don't, they did.
I mean, that's players.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah. There was a bit of you can't tell me what to do and you're not my real dad going on. Which is understandable, because both of those things are facts. Those are true. They're also true.
Alas, DM mm-hmm. does not stand for dad manager.
That would have me managing dads.
Oh, true. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
And I teach too young an age group for me to want to think about that. So, naturally, when we hit the point where we broke even, I decided, what if we spent more money?
Oh, no.
So if you want to do things like support additional blog entries that get posted to the Cogwheel Gaming site that might, in fact, be written by Jen.
Yep. There's been two of them so far.
Yep. Those are not free. Those are paid for. Because Jen's a freelance writer. So I'm not going to ask her to do that for free.
That's how I make my living. Yeah.
Yeah. I
remember you asking me about, you know, how much do you get paid as a freelance? And I had this whole thing because I have a bunch of different clients. And then I realized what you were asking. I was like, really?
I have this idea where all my friends get to do the stuff they like and I get to pay them to do it.
Aww,
alas, nice. I'm a teacher, so I need other people's money to do that. That's where you, the listeners, come in.
Right.
So if you want to support more cool stuff like that, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, or links in the show notes, but whatever. Well, until next time, have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.